Welcome to A.T. Stewart and Sons Ministries. I'm your host, A.T. Stewart. I'm glad you've chosen to join us today as we look into the Word of God. So take your Bibles and let's hang out in God's Word for a few moments and see what God would say to us today.
Amen. You may be seated. Take your Bibles, turn to John's Gospel, chapter 6. As we're winding up our study of this chapter, the question we're considering today is, how do you respond to God's Word? How do you respond to God's Word? This chapter is a great example of how people respond to God's Word. And it's probably not what you think. You would expect people to respond favorably to God's Word. You would think people who claim to be believers, who claim to be Christians, would say, okay, God's Word says it, and I believe that, and I will seek to obey it, especially when it comes to the words of Jesus Himself. Have you ever thought how wonderful it would have been to have been living in the days of Jesus and to be able to hear Him preach these messages, these sermons? And maybe you thought, man, if I could just hear Jesus preach it, boy, I would believe it, I would do it, I would accept it. Well, we don't have to go back in a time machine. We have Jesus' words today, just as truly and surely as if you'd been standing in Capernaum in the synagogue when He delivered this message. Because what we have is a very breathed out Word of God. It's just as true, it's just as accurate as if you'd been standing there or sitting there the day Jesus first spoke it. Now, how are you responding to God's Word today? Well, the truth is, most people don't favorably respond to God's Word. Even believers, even Christians. Now, that may surprise you. Well, let's look at our text. We're going to be reading in verses 60 through 69. And I'm going to ask you to stand in respect for God's Word. Therefore, many of His disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it? But Jesus, conscious that His disciples grumbled at this, said to them, does this cause you to stumble? What then if you see the Son of Man ascending to where He was before? It is the Spirit who gives life, and the flesh profits nothing. The words that I've spoken to you are spirit and life. For there are some of you who do not believe. But Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who it was who would betray Him. And He was saying, for this reason I said to you, that no one can come to Me unless it has been granted him by the Father. As a result of this, many of His disciples withdrew and were not walking with Him anymore. So Jesus said to the 12, you do not want to go away also, do you? And Simon Peter answered Him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believed and have come to know that You are the Holy One of God. Jesus answered them, did I Myself not choose you and the 12, and yet one of you is a devil? You may be seated. And may God bless the hearing and the reading, but most of all, the obeying of His Word. Now, Jesus tells us in verse 63 why there is such a resistance and unfavorable responses to God's Word. When He says in verse 63, it is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I've spoken to you are spirit and life.